Welcome to the Unchained Conversations podcast with me, your host, Dr. Shalita McGowan. Here we take deep dives into the uncomfortable truths that often hold us back. Conversations about life's everyday stressors, fears, and struggles that we rarely discuss but desperately need to face. By sharing real stories, we're shattering fears and sparking purpose, offering listeners the courage to confront their own challenges and find liberation and purpose in the process. Please note, you can tune in on Apple or Spotify, and we can be viewed on YouTube and Facebook. So get ready to reclaim your life, unleash purpose, and live unapologetically you. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another conversation. Welcome to another Unchained Conversation with me, your host, Dr. Shalita McGowan. Thank you for joining today. I appreciate you for tuning in and for listening. Today, I have decided to talk about moving the needle, pushing past doubt and fear to fulfill your purpose. What's your purpose? Your purpose. Fear and doubt are natural when you're pushing a vision, especially one rooted in purpose. There will be moments when the weight of uncertainty feels overwhelming, when you question whether you're on the right path, or when the critics in your mind grow louder than the whispers of the faith. But here's what I've learned. Progress doesn't always look or feel perfect. It just doesn't. It never looks perfect. It happens when you show up for yourself anyway. It happens when you take a step, even if you're not sure how the next step will unfold. And most importantly, it happens when you trust the calling that has been placed on your heart. What's your calling? What's your purpose? What's that deep feeling in your gut that you feel like you just got to get it out? But fear and doubt are holding you hostage. On this episode of Unchained Conversations, I'm going to share my personal journey about pushing through fear, silencing my self-doubt, and staying committed to my purpose, even when I felt like I was walking alone. And I can tell you, even now, sometimes I feel like I'm walking alone, because at times what I'm doing and in the direction I'm going, it doesn't even make sense to me sometimes. And I pause and I say, okay, Shalita, is this what we're doing? Is this what you really want to do? Are you really going to just, you know, keep going? You have a business, you have this, you have that. Do you need to do this? But purpose says yes, so I keep going. So together, we'll explore practical ways to move the needle forward, how to honor your purpose in the face of challenges, and why your yes to the journey matters more than you know. So on today's episode, we're going to shatter the fears that hold us back and spark bold action towards the life we've meant to live. How does that sound? Because have you ever wanted to do something that is so different from everything you normally do in your day-to-day life? And then you decide in your mind, hey, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to do it. And you start mapping it out, and then fear creeps in. And you wonder if you're making the right decision. Has that ever happened to you before? It's happened to me multiple times. What do you do about it? What do you do about it? That's a question that I think holds a lot of us hostage. We want to do something. We don't know kind of like where to start, what to do first, you know, how to just take that one step and what that one step looks like. I had fear and doubt on my journey of doing what I'm doing now. And I still have it sometimes. As far as hosting brunches, becoming an informed life trauma coach, I'm a chiropractor. I have a successful business with my husband. And here I am stepping out and doing something in kind of a completely different direction. And fear and doubt, it creeps in. But sometimes when you're stepping into something greater than yourself, that is a perfect landscape for fear and doubt. You're doing something completely different. You're going to feel scared, angry sometimes, because you're going to say, why am I waiting so long? You're going to feel rejected sometimes, disappointment, heartache. sleepless nights because your thoughts are going to just play over and over in your mind. Should I? Can I? Will I? When will I? How does it look? And those emotions are not reasons to stop. Even though you have those emotions, it does not mean for you to stop. Those emotions, to me, have become indicators of growth for me, because I feel all the emotions around it, all the emotions, all the fears, all the doubts. I feel it all. And then I see all the good and I start to feel those happy emotions. And it's like, okay. So they're not reasons to stop when you get those anger, sad feelings of why you can't. When I tried to do this podcast, I wanted to do it, let's say, almost a year ago or a little bit more than that. I also wanted to do empowerment sessions with women. And I didn't really know how to do that. And I kept saying, you know, how, when, what's taking me so long? And every time I felt like I was on the cusp of doing it, a distraction came. A distraction with family, a distraction with work, a distraction with children. I mean, every distraction, a distraction in my home. I mean, even my dog got sick. You know, it's like everything was just chaotic. And I'm like, okay, I am trying to do this. And all of this is trying to keep me quiet. I'm trying to finish a book and I'm trying to promote the book. And everything tried to derail me. Everything. Every obstacle that I could possibly think of, I felt was just rolled my way. But I kept going. It took me a little longer than what I anticipated to get here, where I am today. But I am here. And you can be where you want to be soon, too. Just keep going. There is power in following purpose. Power in following your purpose. Purpose provides clarity and direction, even when the circumstances feel uncertain. Let's say you wanted to change careers and you don't really know what that looks like, how to put the pause on that. But maybe if you start to think, I can do them both at the same time. My career that I have currently and being able to walk in purpose can run parallel. And I'm finding that out for myself. I did not have to give up my space in the clinic. I did not have to stop being a mom, stop being a wife. I did not have to stop hardly anything because I learned how to run it parallel. There's 24 hours in a day. The problem with some of us is we go to work and then when we get home, we're overwhelmed with the task of home and we give a minimal amount of time to purpose. But time is something we don't get back. We can't earn time back. So you have to start utilizing the time that you have. And that's what I started to do. I was at work and then I would come home, do the things that needed to be done at home. And I built on my purpose. I made time for purpose because it meant that much to me. Because we can say we want those things. We want to do this. We want to grow this. This needs to be this way and this needs to be that way. And we don't grow purpose. We don't feed it. So how can it grow if it remains a thought in your head and you don't give action to it? So when you're following your purpose and you have those clarity of thoughts and you know which way you want to go, let's get up and do something about it. Let's create resilience and motivation to move forward for ourselves. Find that thought that just lingers in you from within and you just say, I just got to do this. I got to do it. And let's do it. Because the power of following your purpose, each time that you feed it, it grows and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. If you don't feed it, it stays a thought in your mind. There's no action step. And we have to understand, and even I had to understand when I was starting this process of even writing the book, moving the needle doesn't have to be this grand leap. It can be one small step at a time. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go from making $5 an hour to $500 an hour in 2 days. Now that could possibly happen, but it does take some work. It does take some work. And because progress doesn't always have to be big. And sometimes we measure progress by the amount of people showing up, the amount of money we make, but we don't understand that every small step that we take pushes us into purpose. And when it's purpose driven, it doesn't always feel like the progress is big. You're going to feel like, okay, I did this and I feel like I'm walking in my purpose, but this is such a small return so far. When is that big return that I'm going to get that I thought about? If I just do this, bam, all of this was just going to fall into place. But think about planting a seed. You put it in the ground, you water it, and you wait. You water it some more and you wait. Eventually it grows. But when you plant a seed in the ground, most seeds are not sprouting within 24 hours out of the ground. You don't plant a seed, an apple seed, and then you have an apple tree the next day. It takes time for it to grow. And it's like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? But sometimes you can be just on the cusp and it's like you went from here to here overnight, an overnight success. But you only became an overnight success or overnight this big growth because you had to initially take that first step forward. It's like climbing stairs. Just think of a high-rise building. You have 15 flights of stairs and you start to go up and you get tired and you say, okay, I'm not going up there no more. I'm going to turn back and I'm going to go back down and I start over. But on the flight up, you're taking breaks, you're stopping, you're tired, exhausted, mentally exhausted, sweating. You keep looking up and it just looks like that top floor is so far away. You have two choices. You can keep going up or you can go back down, because staying where you are won't do anything. So it's literally two choices. You go up or you go down. And if you choose to go down, now your goal is further away and it's going to take a little bit more oomph from you to get to that top floor. Never, ever quit on yourself. When you start the process, doesn't matter how tired you get, you have to keep going, because you never know what it's going to turn into if you don't complete it. You have to complete it. And then after you complete it, or while you're on the process of completing it, you're going up those stairs. Just visualize yourself on the way up to your goal. You are climbing stair after stair after stair, different flights. And then you have to learn how to silence your inner critic. That voice that says, like to me, Shalita, why are you doing this? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then you start to have this self-doubt. And the self-doubt sometimes, it sounds logical or even practical. And sometimes in some settings, you might be like, huh, why am I doing that? And self-doubt, it disguises itself as logic and practicality. And if you're not careful, your self-doubt will become your reality. Your self-doubt will cause you to stall. Your self-doubt, because it sounds so logical and practical, and you're like, you literally talk yourself out of fulfilling your purpose. So in those moments for me, when those negative thoughts come up to me and say, okay, why? What if? Tears will come sometimes because I'll get stressed. I journal a lot. I just write different thoughts. I have books of journals all around my house, my clinic. They're just everywhere. They're with me. So when those stressful thoughts come, I journal sometimes. And not just journal. I have affirmations that I say to myself. Shalita, you will complete this. Shalita, you can do this. Shalita, you will succeed in this. You have to keep going. And I want you as a listener to think of some affirmations that you can create for yourself. It doesn't have to be Google affirmations. It can be your own affirmation. And Google is just an example. But wherever you could possibly find affirmations, why not create your own? Say, I will have that job. I will write that book. I will be doing XYZ in my life by the time XYZ. Give yourself some deadline, some obtainable deadline, and say, I will do that. And start to talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. Start to say to yourself what you will do. And not only that, a supportive circle helps. Those who speak life into you and tell you to keep going. And sometimes you have to realize even the people who speak life into you, they may not even understand what you're doing, but just the mere fact that they're speaking life into you and they're believing in you, those are supportive voices. We all need supportive voices because we can drown ourselves in the negativity on our own. We can come up with every reason why to sit still on our own. If you don't have the money to start the business, create the vision, create the personal statement, create all the things that you want, and start to build a social media following. Start to build something that's going to push. I don't care if you get one like on whatever it is that you're purposed in your heart to do. Somebody sees it. And literally, I mean, if we're honest, a lot of people see it. They may not like it, but they see it. And over time, it will grow. You can look at ads of equipment and things that all of us know, make millions. And you look at the ad, it may have 200 likes out of 5 million followers, but it's still being sold and it's still growing. It's growing somewhere. And those people are reaping the benefits. So even if your friend doesn't hit like, or your circle of influence, or the people that you know that sees it, even if that doesn't move the needle, keep going and silence those negative voices in your head. And then you have to learn how to embrace perfection, imperfection. Things are going to go wrong. And when things go wrong, you have to be careful to not let that paralyze you. Don't let that paralyze you and stop you from moving forward. Just because something went wrong, just because three things went wrong in one day, you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Don't quit on yourself. Just don't do it. Bet on yourself every time and you're going to win. Just bet on yourself. Tell yourself, go back to those affirmations. You can and you will. Even when things are not perfectly aligned in your life and you feel like this might not be the right time, maybe I'll wait until my finances are together. Maybe I'll wait till my kids are grown. Maybe I'll wait until I get the new house. Maybe I'll wait until I change my hairdo. Maybe I'll wait until I lose weight. Maybe I'll wait to do all these things before you actually do. But we cannot buy time. We cannot buy time. That is the most precious gift that we have. And a lot of us take it for granted. A lot of us take it for granted. We mismanage the time that we have. And if you start to look at time differently and realize how valuable it is, saying, I'm going to wait, you'll stop saying that. And you'll start saying the time is now. I'm going to give you an example of just not even moving forward, but time. I have these dishes in my cabinet. They're china, of course. And, you know, I grew up where you don't use the china except for like the holidays and, you know, special occasions. And I looked at it and I said, well, how often do special occasions happen? And holidays are a few times out of the year. I got rid of my dishes that I've had for years and literally replaced everything in my cabinet to use the fine china. Because exactly what is it sitting in the cabinet for if I'm not going to use it? Collecting dust. It's not being used. It's my china. What am I saving it for? So when you have thoughts, what are you saving it for? Why are you waiting until everything aligns perfectly for you to step out in purpose? It's never going to align perfectly. So why not just do it? I want you to start thinking of manageable goals that you can do to build your momentum. Do things that make you happy. Walk into your season of purpose and move the needle. No matter how small it is, if it's journaling, if it's naming the business, if it's talking to people and showing up to networking events that you wouldn't normally go to, if it's writing the book, if it's starting the jelly bean store, the lip gloss thing, anything that you want to do, changing careers, talking to someone that you really want to talk to, but you don't know how they'll receive you. So you're scared to reach out. You're scared to reach out and ask for advice because you don't want that person to think you need help. No. Those days are over. You're going to start to do manageable goals that are going to build momentum that's going to push you towards purpose. it is going to move the needle. And then after you talk and you do what it is that you want to do to get you started, you're going to start to celebrate progress. You started that Facebook page for your business, pat yourself on the back and celebrate that as an accomplishment. I did it. I invited people to follow me. I did it, no matter how small. You have to reinforce your own confidence. You don't need validation from anybody else. Do it for you. If it's purpose, it's going to, I'm telling you, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like all eyes on me. What am I doing? Why the change? Where is this all this coming from? You continue to walk in purpose. Continue to do the unthinkable. Continue to travel the road less traveled by. People are going to do what you do. They're going to copy what you do. They're going to try to recreate what you do. But when it's purpose, all of that doesn't matter. God gave you a vision. He asked you to do something. There's something burning inside of you. What are you going to do with that? Not what XYZ is going to do with that. What are you going to do with that? And then reinforce your confidence by celebrating those wins, big and small. And then create a purpose-focused routine for the day. Something you say to yourself maybe every day. Get up in the morning, make your list of things that you're going to do. You have work, and then you have your purpose list. Your purpose list needs to be intentional. And you need to maybe have 3 actionable steps on that purpose list daily that you can check off, that you could possibly say moved you towards purpose and moved you to that next step, literally moving the needle. There's times, I'm telling you, when I have felt like giving up, even where I am now. I have text friends and said, you know, I don't know. This is just, it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot on me of where I want to go. If I just, you know, maybe just leave it alone and just do this as a hobby, but it's not a hobby for me. It's purpose. And where I see it going and the visions that I have are literally blowing my mind. I haven't got there yet, but I see it. I see it. And it's like, keep going, Shalita. Keep going, Shalita. Keep going, Shalita. Even when those voices in my mind say, all right, you could chill. Don't even worry about it. It's doing too much, or it's moving too slow, or it's doing this. I often remind myself to keep going. I keep going. I did a recording, several recordings, and you know, some of them, my mic went out. And so most of the time I'm just talking out of my head and I'm talking about what is in me to share with my audience. And when your mic doesn't work, it's like, what in the world? I don't even know what I just said. There's no caption, so I can't even repeat it. So it's like all that footage is just lost. That's frustration. That is like, nah, I'm not doing this. Throw the whole computer away. Forget it. This is just too much work. I'm not that tech savvy. So, you know, it makes you want to quit. And then I remind myself to get out of bed and we're going to do it again. And we're going to try again. So when you have those fears and those doubts, I want you to know you are not alone. I have those fears and doubts. When I started the clinic 19 years ago, there were fears and doubts. Fears and doubts are going to come no matter what stage of life you're in, when you're doing something different and when you're shifting towards purpose. So I encourage you, my listening audience, to trust that your purpose is bigger than your fear. I want you to trust that your purpose is bigger than your fear. Move the needle. Go forward. Remember to do your affirmation. Create your personal affirmations to yourself and remind yourself that you will accomplish what has been purposed in your spirit. You will do something every day that will move the needle towards the goal that has been placed in your life and in your heart. So as we continue this journey of moving the needle, changing the way we see fear, changing the way our brain works, taking those negative thoughts and counteracting them with a positive thought very quickly, you'll be able to change the neural pathways in your brain. So instead of saying, I can't, say, I will, and I will do it by XYZ. Change your neural pathways, create actionable steps that you need every day. Remind yourself that I am that person. I am that chick. I am that guy. I am that person. I am. I am that person. I'm that chick. So you have to kind of motivate yourself, whatever works for you. That motivates me. I'm that chick. I mean, that's just me. That's not being pompous or anything. And I don't say that to anybody while I'm saying it to the podcast now, but I remind myself that I can do this. And I want you to come up with your own mantra and you remind yourself that you can as well. Move the needle. So that's what I have for you today. I hope that this has helped you to take some deep thought into what you're doing, how you're moving in your life, and that you will use some of these actionable steps to help you move the needle. I want to thank you for listening. If you need any assistance, you can find me on ShalitaMcGowan.com. We can talk, we can do some life coaching sessions, and I can help push you towards your purpose. All you have to do is take that one step, and then that one step will become two and three. So thank you for joining. And as always, go be great on purpose. Until next time, see you later.
Thank you for joining Unchained Conversations with me, Dr. Shalita McGowan, a licensed chiropractor, wife, mother, daughter, sister, friend, speaker, and trauma survivor. Remember, this podcast is solely for informational and entertainment purposes. This podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of your physician or mental health therapist. Please note, you can tune in on Apple or Spotify, and we can be viewed on YouTube and Facebook. And until next time, go be great on purpose. I will see you on the next episode.